Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Coming up on Money Beat, Paul Venia and Stephen Grosser discuss Fed Chair Janet Yellen's Monday speech with the Wall Street Journal's Ben Eisen and Spencer Jacob.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Janet Yellen is personally optimistic about the economy's prospects, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she is going to force the Fed to start raising interest, not start, but get the Fed to raise interest rates next week when they meet. Welcome to the Money Beat podcast. Paul Venia, Stephen Grosser in the studio, joined today by our friend and colleague Ben Eisen and our dear, dear friend Spencer Jacob. Spencer, I think I annoyed the herd people a little bit when I said you wanted to come on a podcast that people listen to.
I think
they didn't like that.
Too. Yeah, that's,
they didn't like
that's
that.
A low blow.
It was a low blow. People do listen to the Herd on the Street podcast as well.
It's a good podcast.
As ours.
If you don't listen to it and you're listening to this, you should check it out.
It's But listen, if you can only listen to one, listen to this one.
Well, I'm not going to, get drawn into this. We should just talk about
petty squabbles,
like markets, where we all agree on everything.
Let's talk about something like Janet Yellen in Philadelphia giving a speech on the economy. And this was seen as this was not a major speech, but it was a major speech in terms of what is the Fed going to do? They have a meeting next week. How do they see the markets right now? You had this terrible jobs report on Friday. What does that mean about the economy? What does it mean about Fed policy? So it was seen as sort of a big speech in terms of that.
I also think it's interesting. This was a speech that was put on the calendar late. It was put on in mid-May, and it came 3 days after the jobs report, the May jobs report, and less than a week ahead of, or a little over a week ahead of the Fed meeting, the FOMC meeting. And so I think the timing, 2 weeks ago, everyone's looking at this speech as sort of setting, is the Fed going to raise in June? Is the Fed going to raise in July? Janet Yellen was going to sort of let the market know. And then we had Friday, and that upended everything.
Yeah. So we all listened to the speech. We live blogged it. You can go onto the Money Beat blog if you want to see our recap of it there. Did we learn anything today, people?
I thought it was a little master of the obvious in terms of, and these things usually are. But of course, people are always reading between the lines. Like Steve said, it was a really important speech because it's the big cheese. It's not some president or governor. It's
non-voting member of the FOMC this year.
Yeah. It's Yellen herself speaking at a really pivotal time, a time that's more pivotal than we realized it would be before last Friday.
Right.
Because now it really is. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it would have been perhaps more pivotal, I guess, because we were sort of 50-50 going into it until Friday. Now the betting is very much against anything happening next week and perhaps something happening in July. But people, want to see what she thinks about that, whether she's spooked at all.
Right.
And she didn't sound spooked at all.
No,
so
yeah.
that was interesting.
And,
no,
I think if you look at the market reaction that we saw, there really wasn't all that much of it. And I think that pretty much confirmed that she was really just saying what people thought was going to happen. I think actually if you look back at Federal Reserve Governor Brainard's speech on Friday, I think that was the one that kind of may have been a bit may have set everyone up for this a little bit. And if there was a surprise to be had, maybe it came there, but perhaps was a bit overlooked. She took a very cautious approach on lifting interest rates. She talked about a lot of downside risks to inflation, which really didn't. I think that was something that people hadn't really been focusing on, and she kind of brought that back to the forefront.
In the weeks leading up to this, you had Fed officials sort of, doing their best to convince the market that the economy was in a good place, it was growing, and that, the Fed could move forward with raising rates sooner rather than later, whether that was June or July. And then, the jobs report came out on Friday, and all of a sudden that tone, was thrown into question. And Janet Yellen was not really heard from other than that, quick Q&A up in Harvard a week beforehand. It was assumed that if all these Fed speakers were going to, were saying that, we're ready to raise rates, that she was in agreement with them. But we didn't know that. The jobs report put the Fed in this awkward position of, how could you possibly be saying the economy's in this really great place and then have a number like that?
Or at least in a better place.
In a better place.
Yeah.
In a better place.
Right.
It was growing. It's in a better place than it was in the first quarter. You're right. there.
You could see for at least the first half an hour that she was speaking, the markets were basically immobile. I mean, they hardly budged. The Dow was up 100 points when she started speaking, went up to about 112, came back to 100, down to, you know, 90, maybe in the 80s for a minute, then back to, I mean, it was almost like...
And you know why? Because Friday, I think, took a lot of the uncertainty out of it. I think now, you know, that people are saying, well, June appears to be off the table. That's what the betting is. Whereas if Friday had been in line or pretty good, then you would have been 50-50 and the market would have been really swinging back and forth
based on
the nuances of what she said.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcast.